The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Frank James Bailey, voice actor and writer. As a voice actor, you might have heard my voice on Channel Frederator videos. As a writer, I've written 3 books about a female superhero named Turkana. And today I want you to join me on the PVD cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I'm your host, the PVD MVP himself, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 172 and a half. That's right, folks, it's a half episode, and I'll explain why it's a half episode as I kind of sent out a cryptic tweet this morning about what a battle it has been to get this episode done. So allow me to explain. I have a guest that was all lined up to be on the PVD cast. And in fact, Monday, we were to meet and record the episode. And unfortunately, my guest's daughter got sick. And so we had to postpone things. Now, I'm not revealing who the guest is just yet. I kind of want to keep you in suspense. I want to keep you coming back here to the PVD cast to find out who that guest is. So I'm not going to mention, but I'm very excited for it because, to be honest, this episode, I'm just going to give a little hint. This episode is going to combine 2 of my passions into one. That's right. So, so I threw it out there to maybe see if anybody else wanted to come on, but unfortunately, people's schedules were a little bit busy and on short notice. Nobody seemed to be available, and I understand that. But to make things even worse, is I over the past year, I've been keeping a folder with some snippets from shows that I've done in the past. And basically what it was I just kept rolling after I had wrapped up the episode. For an example, a few months ago in August when I met with Paul Markoff, we talked quite a bit about all the movies that we had seen. And then I stuck around and we talked a little bit about some movies that we had seen that weren't in theaters, like ones that I had gone to the Ohio Theater or ones I had seen on DVD or streaming. I even had a kind of a conversation with Mike McGee from earlier in the summer too that was in this folder. I had a bunch of them. So I thought, oh, no big deal, man. I'll just piece it all together as kind of a From the Vault episode of the PVD cast. Well, that idea got flushed down the toilet, so to speak, because apparently I lost that folder when the PC broke down a few weeks ago. So I decided, well, what the hell? Here's what we're going to do. To keep things rolling, I'm just going to jump on here and talk about a few things that have been going on here with yours truly. And actually, I have quite a few things to talk about. So it'll be a mini episode. Going to try to keep it to about 16, 17 minutes for you all. And then next week, back with a full episode, because to be honest, I have a long list of people here that got back to me, you know, either over the last couple of days going, John, I can't do it now, but what I'd like to do is I'd like to come on and talk about it, you know, in December, whatnot. So don't worry. I think that the little drought that I've had, so to speak, with guests is going to be over here real soon. But all right, let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Let's jump on into a couple of things that I want to talk about. First, I want to give a quick shout out to my man, Victor Dandridge. He recorded a really sweet bumper for me. I've been trying to get some more bumpers in the file because, quite frankly, I realized about a couple months ago that, man, oh man, I have like the same bumpers for the last like year, and I've just been cycling them in. And, you know, with all due respect to all those folks that helped me out with those bumpers, I think we need a little variety. So Victor helped me out the other day recording one. I can't wait to use it on a full episode. Maybe next week's episode we'll use it. I also just want to say too that, you know, Victor and I talked about some things, and there may be a possible little team up maybe with the PVD cast and with Vantage In-House. I'm just saying. Keep your ears and eyes open for that. All right. I'd like to jump in and talk about a little bit of hockey news since I'm a huge puck head. And I just find this to be an incredibly funny and yet awkward story that broke recently. So, for those that do not know, the Ottawa Senators are a team that is rebuilding. They lost quite a few good players through either free agency or trades, and they're trying to rebuild the franchise a little bit. And, unfortunately, this particular past week, some Ottawa Senator players were caught on camera mocking coaches and the team during a Uber ride. That's right. Several Ottawa Senator players were recorded on the dashboard video. And when I talk about some of the players, they're not like scrubs. I mean, it's Matt Duchene, their main guy. Chris Weidman, one of their big defensemen. Thomas Chabot, who's like the next big stud defenseman that everybody's talking about. Chris Tierney, Dylan DeMello, a bunch of other guys. I think there were seven total, if I remember correctly. And they were on camera during this Uber ride, just bashing the special team woes and the assistant coach Marty Raymond. And it's kind of hard to watch because, you know, these guys are letting it all hang out, so to speak, talking about how Marty Raymond is the only coach in the NHL to have the worst power play and the worst PK in a calendar year, and talking about how he doesn't really ever change anything. In fact, Duchene actually just admits that he hasn't paid attention in 3 weeks at practice. And so basically, though, there is a little bit of a gray area here because in Arizona, where this took place, it's a one consent state. In other words, meaning that the Uber driver just turned on the dash cam and he doesn't need permission to. And so he was rolling. He's taking a little bit of heat for posting this online. And I honestly think that this is going to be a very interesting story to unfold because, again, where is it that, you know, you need to let people know if you're in an Uber that you're recording them? I mean, the legalities of it, and I don't know. I don't know what the legalities are, but that's pretty interesting. And of course, you know, they had to make a public apology to Marty Raymond for their comments that they made in Phoenix. And man, I just think that this makes things so much more awkward and makes things much, much harder and way worse if you are the Ottawa Senators. Can you imagine? I mean, I guess we've all done it where we've said something about a coworker and then it gets back to them and then we have to have that very awkward maybe confrontation or discussion with them. I mean, I can only imagine what this poor schlub Marty Raymond's thinking, man, as these guys are just grilling him about how dumb he is and how he doesn't do anything differently and how their PK is like, I forget what their penalty kill is. Let me look it up here real quick. I think it's like third worst. Yeah, it's third worst in the league, and their power play is fifth worst in the league. And I don't know, man. You know, they're not going to get rid of any of those players because, to be honest with you, they're stuck with them. I mean, Duchene's got a huge contract, and I don't think you can unload that easily. I mean, they've been touting Chabot as the replacement to Erik Karlsson, who got traded to San Jose, and DeMello and Tierney came from that trade. So I think their hands are tied as to what they can do, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see if future NHL players are a little more tight-lipped when they're out in public about their team woes and whatnot. But as a side note, you know, I also feel bad for the fans of Ottawa because I think Pierre Dorion's not a very good general manager. I also think that their team owner is a little bit of a laughing stock in the league too because he seems to be a complete tool. Hopefully the Senators can get it together there because I would hate to see that historic franchise have any more hardships. But speaking of hockey, there's another news story that broke just yesterday. Milan Lucic got fined $10,000 for, quote, hunting, end quote, a rookie on the Tampa Bay Lightning. I believe his name was Adam Joseph. I don't know. Maybe that's not his first name, but Joseph was his last name. Number 7, as a matter of fact. Apparently, Joseph hit Chris Russell, who was a defenseman for the Edmonton Oilers, and it was a dirty hit. So Milan decided to finish out a shift and stay out there and circulate until he got an opportunity to just absolutely light up this kid. And then he stood over him. He did throw a punch and then throw a couple more punches as the kid was on the ice. And, you know, I guess my point to this whole rant of mine here that I'm probably going to pop off with, what's wrong with hunting him? I mean, now granted, I will say this, punching the kid the first time and then punching him two more times, that's over the line, but what's wrong with waiting out that dude and when you get a shot, put him into the middle of next week, man, which is what Milan did. I mean, I don't understand it. It's like the Chicago way, you know, from the Untouchables. You know, you put one of ours in the hospital, we put one of yours in the morgue. You know, it's hockey. It's at the NHL level. You know, hitting is part of the game. You know, that physicalness is part of the game. And I don't know, maybe I'm getting to be an old man, I guess. I don't know. And be like, well, back in my time. But nonetheless, he is fined $10,000. He does not have to sit out anymore. I mean, just to be honest with you, Milan Lucic is no dude to mess with. You know, he's old school, man. He doesn't even wear a damn visor. So you know he's a rough and tumble son of a bitch. So, all right, enough about hockey. Let's transition and talk a little bit about professional wrestling. I attended this past Sunday Ring of Honor Survival of the Fittest event here in Columbus. It was down at Express Live. I went down and gotta say it was a really good show. And I'm trying to think when's the last time I was at a Ring of Honor show, and I think it's been probably 3 years or so, but it was a really good show. I feel like the opening two matches that they presented at like the 6:45 mark, I think the six-man match was not very good. I think the women's tag match was pretty good. And then we jumped right on into the main show, which, of course, had qualifying matches to get to the finals to crown a Survival of the Fittest champion. I'd say that all the matches were really, really good. I think the one thing that was a little bit odd is that it was streamed live on their Honor Club streaming service. So therefore, there was no intermission. We went straight through. So that was a little bit weird and that was a little bit odd. I think it maybe hindered folks visiting the merchandise table or grabbing a beer or grabbing a slice of pizza or whatnot. But besides that, I think the matches were pretty good. I mean, Christopher Daniels defeated the Beer City Bruiser to advance into the finals for the Survival of the Fittest. Hangman Page defeated Colin Delaney and Dalton Castle. And I'll tell you right now, Hangman Page has really got some momentum behind him. And I think that dude, the sky's the limit for that dude, you know? Jonathan Gresham defeated Hot Sauce Tracy Williams to advance into the finals. And this is the first time I got a chance to see Hot Sauce Tracy Williams, and I was looking forward to it. And I felt like, knowing what I know about Jonathan Gresham and Williams, they've wrestled quite a bit in various other promotions, and the match was really good, so I really liked it. And hopefully, we could see more of Tracy Williams in Ring of Honor. Guerrero Mayo Jr. defeated Andrew Everett and Flip Gordon to advance into the finals. This match, I feel, was the worst match of the show. PJ Black took on Luchasaurus. For those of you that don't know who Luchasaurus is, he's a wrestler from the California area. I believe like 3 or 4 years ago, he was on Big Brother, and he talked about how he was a pro wrestler. I think he wrestled under the name of like Judas Devlin or Judas Devil. I don't remember, but his new character is Luchasaurus. When you're 6'3 and you're probably 245 or 250, and you don't really fly around the ring, I don't think it's fair to call yourself a lucha. Just saying. But nonetheless, PJ Black was victorious. Marty Scurll defeated Silas Young and Stutka Jr. to advance, so that puts everybody into the Survival of the Fittest finals. And then that leads us to three matches that had nothing to do with the tournament itself. That is, of course, the women's match, the Women of Honor match, which was Madison Rayne picking up the victory over Britt Baker. And she earns, I believe, a future title shot for the Women of Honor title. I was a little bit surprised that they put Madison Rayne over. I'm going to be honest. I know she is the hometown girl, but I thought that maybe that they were going to be looking to maybe put Britt Baker in that slot. But hey, congrats to Madison Rayne. You know, glad to see her, you know, moving on and getting a future shot at the Women of Honor title. We saw the Kingdom take on Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks, a.k.a. the Elite, for the Ring of Honor six-man titles. And the Kingdom win the six-man titles for the third time. And you know what? I like this rivalry that these six men have had. I did think that the ending was a little bit goofy because Brandi Rhodes came out as dressed as a referee to make a three count because the other two refs took bumps. And so the Elite won, but then they stopped the match and restarted it. So the original referee was back in charge and had regained his consciousness. And so therefore that's with some shenanigans from some of the foreign objects that the Kingdom bring to the ring. The Kingdom win the six-man belts for the third time. Like I said, it was a really good match, and I know I've been overly critical about the Bucks Again, they're not my cup of tea, but I got a lot of respect for them because they are athletes. They are hella good athletes, man. The pace that they wrestle at is ungodly. All right. I mean, they're up tempo from the get go, and I gotta tip my hat to them. All right. Again, not a huge fan of their work sometimes, but I gotta give some respect to them, man. All right. Jay Lethal and Jeff Cobb defeated SCU, which I was very interested to see Jeff Cobb and very impressed with a dude of that size that can move around the ring like that. That was very impressive. I'm looking forward to more stuff from Jeff Cobb. And in the Survival of the Fittest finals, the villain Marty Scurll gets the victory and gets a future shot at the Ring of Honor World Champion. And wasn't really surprised that they put Marty Scurll over. I maybe was surprised that it came down between him and Christopher Daniels because it is an elimination style match. I figured that maybe they might do an Adam Page, Marty Scurll final to kind of maybe build a little bit more on the storyline of, you know, is everything okay with, you know, all those guys involved in that clique. But nonetheless, it was still a very good night of professional wrestling. And so there you go. Now let's talk about some other pro wrestling that's happening. In fact, one event that I'm going to be at on this Saturday. That's right, November 10th. New Ohio Wrestling's back in action. 7 o'clock is bell time. 6 o'clock are doors. We're going to be out at the Kickmaster Foot Golf Facility in Grove City, Ohio, 1700 Dyer Road. Got a lot of great matches, but I'm just going to highlight three big matches. Of course, the NOW title will be on the line as the champion. The professional Brandon Fields defends against Dark Star Matt Taylor. There's going to be a qualifier for the Arnold Spectacular tournament that's going to be happening next spring. Robbie Superstar is going to be taking on the Black Superman Onyx, and it's match three out of in their best of five series as Celeste Taylor is going to take on Ethan Wright. Plus, there's a whole host of other people that are going to be there. I mean, Warhorse is going to be there. Chuck the Truck Morris, Electric Jake Ely, Gino DiCapo is going to be there. The Baddest Man Alive, Aaron Williams is going to be there. Paragon, I'm going to be there calling all the action for the Fight TV product. Most definitely, I know my partner, the Hot Commodity, Matt Mason, is going to be joining me there. And I always look forward to commentating and doing my thing with Matt Mason. I think we do a pretty darn good job, if I have to say so myself. But also, OCW is back in action. The following weekend, November 17th, they're going to be in Akron, Ohio at the OCW Arena. 7 o'clock is when that event kicks off. And if you need any information about either one of these big shows, all you got to do is go to Facebook, search New Ohio Wrestling, go right to the page. They got all the information about tickets and whatnot. Or if you're interested in OCW, just again, go to Facebook, open up the search bar, and just type in Ohio Championship Wrestling, and you'll find their page there with all the details. Or you can visit ocwrestling.net. All right, the last thing I want to talk about, and to be honest with you, I'm just going to really touch on it because I don't want to steal the thunder of these two gentlemen, but I've known about this for a couple of weeks, and it kind of, I just got to be honest, and I admitted it to one of these individuals. Well, let's not play the mystery game here. I'm talking about Don Riggio and Eric Hodson. They have a great project called Rowdy Roddy Piper, the Kilted Avenger. And I knew a little bit about this, and I kind of forgot about it, to be bluntly honest. And I told Dom that just the other day. I was like, hey, man, I've totally dropped the ball on talking about this. But it's a comic book through Mess Bucket Comics in conjunction with Pro Wrestling Tees about Rowdy Roddy Piper. And right now, they have a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo. And there's 10 days left as of today, November 8th. That's when I'm recording this episode. There are 10 days left. You need to get in on it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fantastic project. I'm telling you right now, Eric Hodson's art is so crisp and so clean. It's really visually appealing. Dom is writing the story. It's gotten high, high praise from a lot of people. And hell, even Kitty, that's right, Rowdy Roddy Piper's widow, Kitty, approved the story. She loves it. Dom was telling me about it when we hooked up out there in All In, because he was out there, I was out there. He told me all about it. So if you haven't checked it out, please do. Go to Indiegogo, look up Rowdy Roddy Piper, the Kilted Avenger, and donate, man. Throw some money at it. Like I said, you got 10 days left, so. All right, with that, I'm going a little bit long. I said I'd be out of here in 15, 16 minutes, but it looks like we're pushing almost up to that 19-minute mark. So let me tell you real quickly that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. You can get a free 30-day trial as well as a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the chance to check out their service. Now, while they don't have the great comic book by Dom and Eric, Rowdy Roddy Piper, The Kills of Avenger, they have plenty of wrestling books there. So all you gotta do is go over and search their catalog and you'll see they have tons of wrestling books. But they also have tons of books on any other subject too. So all you gotta do, ladies and gentlemen, get your free audiobook today is go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast. And I'd like to throw it out there that, again, I'm still on this kick that I would love to have some mom and pop, some independent businesses and industries advertising with me here on the PVDcast. So if you're interested, just hit me up and I'm going to tell you how you can hit me up. You can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter @PVDMVP, or you can leave me a message over on the Facebook page, facebook.com/PVDcast. Now, maybe you're liking what you're hearing and you go, hey, man, my coworker Joe would love to hear this podcast. Or hey, man, maybe my Aunt Linda would love to hear John's voice and hear his opinions on things. Well, there's a way that you can do that. You can simply just tell them, hey, to get the PVDcast, all you got to do is go to PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, or search for it through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify, the Pod Paradise Player, Libsyn, even the fine folks at Echo Network, just basically wherever you find podcasts. Just search for the PVDcast. Sometimes you have to throw my name, John Orlando, at the end, but you definitely will find it. And so tell folks about it, man. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so that, number one, the algorithm works out a little bit better for me, and you never miss an episode. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I've gone long enough. I thank you for listening to this mini episode. And with that, I'm going to get on out of here. So I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. And stay independent.